看到马太福音。
Let us please turn to the Gospel of Matthew.
马太福音。
Gospel of Matthew.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
第四章二十三节。
Chapter 4, verse 23.
耶稣走遍加利利，在各会堂里教训人，传天国的福音，医治百姓各样的病症。
And Jesus was going about in all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every kind of disease and every kind of sickness among the people.
这里传天国的福音，在原文没有天这个字，就是国度的福音。
Here, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, in the Chinese, this is the word heaven, but in the original, there is not the word heaven. It is just kingdom.
我再读一遍。耶稣走遍加利利，在各会堂里教训人，传国度的福音，医治百姓各样的病症。
Let me read it again. And Jesus was going about in all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom.And healing every kind of disease and every kind of sickness among the people.
然后接着圣经告诉我们，主耶稣就在山上教训门徒。
And immediately following that, our Lord taught the disciples on the mount.
所以马太五章、六章、七章就是主在山上的教训。
And we see the Sermon on the Mount in chapters 5, 6, and 7.
山上的教训乃是说到国度的实际。
The Sermon on the Mount actually speaks of the kingdom reality.
国度的实际也就是天国福音的一部分。
The reality of the kingdom is a part of the gospel of the kingdom.
然后我们来看第九章。
Let us turn to chapter
9. 第九章三十五节。
Chapter 9, verse 35.
耶稣走遍各城各乡，在会堂里教训人，宣传天国的福音，又医治各样的病症。
And Jesus was going about all the cities and the villages, teaching in their synagogues, and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every kind of disease and every kind of sickness.
这里的天国的福音就是国度的福音。
Again, this is proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom.
那接着我预报马太，就让我们知道国度的福音是什么。
Therefore, Matthew shows us what the gospel of the kingdom is.
除了山上的教训之外，
aside from the Sermon on the Mount,
那接着马太福音第十章主又对我们说了很大的一段的话。
Through chapter 10, our Lord continued to speak to us a great word.
这一段的话乃是说到天国，乃是说到国度天国和做主的门徒。
This great discourse speaks of the kingdom of heaven and how to be the disciples.
所以国度的福音是包括做主的门徒。
The gospel of the kingdom includes being the Lord's disciples.
信耶稣乃是大好的消息。
Believing in the Lord is a great news.
要给他起名叫耶稣，因为他要把我的百姓从罪恶里拯救出来。
He will bring out forth his people from evil and sin.
我们知道这就是主耶稣的意思。
That is what the word Jesus means.
这个就是福音。
That is the gospel.
什么是国度的福音呢？
What is the gospel of the kingdom?
主耶稣是救我们从罪恶里面，把我们从罪恶里面拯救出来。
Not only did Jesus save us from all evil.
他要把我们带到拯救到一个地步。
He wants to save us to a point.
那就是马太五章、六章、七章所告诉我们。
Which is shown to us in Matthew 5, 6, and 7.
国度的福音不止这么多。
The gospel of the kingdom is not only that.
国度的福音也是要我们做主的门徒。
But it is also includes being his disciples.
我们不光相信他。
Not only do we believe in him.
我们也跟随他。
We also follow him.
然后我们看马太福音第二十四章。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 24.
第十三节
Verse 13
唯有忍耐到底的必然得救
But the one who endures to the end he shall be saved
这天国的福音要传遍天下对万民做见证然后末期才来到
And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world for witness to all the nations and then the end shall come
这里天国的福音又是国度的福音
Again, this is the gospel of the kingdom
所以这国度的福音要传遍天下对万民做见证然后末期才来到
The gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world for a witness to all the nations, and then the end shall come.
这里不只讲国度的福音,
not only do we speak of the gospel of the kingdom,
but
it says this gospel of the kingdom.
所以现在我们回头看,
so now the Lord is looking back.
从马太五六七一直到二十四章二十五章,
from Matthew 5, 6, and 7, all the way to chapter 21,
25,
our Lord spoke many words,
都是说到,
speaking on the gospel of the kingdom.
但这里主特别加上一句, 这国度的福音要传遍天下, 为万民做见证, 然后末期才来到。
But here our Lord also added that this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world for witness to all the nations, and then the end shall come.
然后我们来看马可福音。
Let us turn to the Gospel of Mark.
对不起, 路加福音,
I'm sorry. Gospel of Luke, chapter 4.
Luke 4:43.
But he said to them, I must preach the kingdom of God to the other cities also, for I was sent for this purpose. Our Lord was sent, said that he was sent by the Father. He had a great mission, that is to preach the kingdom of God. Here Luke mentions the kingdom of God,
也就是刚才马太福音我们三次读到的国度的福音。
Is equivalent to the three times that we just mentioned in Matthew on the gospel of the kingdom. Let us bow down and have a word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们把今天晚上这一点时间交在你的手里。
Precious Lord, we commit this time into your hands.
因着你的怜悯，我们能坐在你的脚前。
By your mercy, we can sit before you.
但愿我们能像当初的门徒一样。
May we be like those disciples.
当我们聚在你脚前的时候，
that as we gather before your feet,
你就开口教训我。
You will open your mouth and teach us.
你怎样教训门徒，
how you talk those disciples,
你也教训我。
You also teach us.
你怎样教训门徒，叫他们起来。
How you taught the disciples to stand up and follow you.
但愿今天晚上这个周末这个这几天你也教训我们，叫我们起来跟随。
May you also through these couple of days also teach us how to stand up and follow you.
但愿我们的眼睛被开启。
May our eyes be open.
我们真认识什么叫做国度的福音。
May we really understand and know what is the gospel.
但愿我们能够活在国度福音的好处里。
That we might live under the benefits of the gospel.
你不只拯救我们脱离罪恶。
Not only have you saved us from sin, but you have saved us into a high place. You have given us a life of a kingship. We thank you. We are so blessed. May we see and hear the gospel of the kingdom. We say we are all here.
求圣灵在里面做翻译的工作。
May the Spirit do a translating work.
但愿圣灵在我们每个人里面能翻译一种语言，叫我们每一个人都能听得懂。
May the Holy Spirit translate into a language which we will all understand.
主啊，但愿今天晚上有一个是漏掉。Lord,
may you not miss a single person tonight.
只有圣灵能教导。Only
the Holy Spirit can teach.
也只有圣灵能引导我们进入一切的真理。And
only the Spirit can lead us into all truth.
我们恭敬等候在你。We
wait before you, Reverend.
靠主耶稣。
In the precious name of Jesus we pray.
我们知道这几天我们在一起，大家一同要来看国度的福音。
We know that we are gathered here this week to hear about this matter of the gospel of the kingdom.
今天晚上我们试着把国度福音简单的介绍一下。
Tonight we would like to introduce this matter of the gospel of the kingdom.
我们知道我们的主来到地上。
We know that when our Lord came down to this earth,
他目的是要来拯救我。
The purpose of him coming down was to save us.
要为我们的事。 字架上完成他的救赎。
On the cross, he was to complete the work of salvation.
同时他也教导我们。
And at the same time, he taught us.
把教训众人，教训许多人。
He taught the multitudes. He taught many people.
我们知道他的教训都是最重要的教训。
And we know his teaching is of the utmost importance.
尤其是马太福音。
Especially in the Gospel of Matthew.
我们如果想知道主在地上做些什么，行些什么，我们应该看马可。
If we know what the Lord did, what he said, we need to look at the Gospel of Matthew.
马可福音告诉我们主做了些什么。
We need to look at the Gospel of Mark. Mark tells us what our Lord did.
但是只有马太福音特别告诉我们主说了些什么。
But only Matthew speaks on what the Lord spoke of.
我们知道说马太是被神特别使用的。
Matthew was used by the Lord.
他不只记录了我们主在地上所说的话。
Not only did he keep a record of what the Lord said, of the words he said.
而且马太福音大部分可以说是主耶稣直接说的话。
But Matthew also shows us words that were spoken by our Lord directly.
如果我们把马太福音里面主耶稣说的话用红字、红的字体来印刷的话，
If we are to color the words of the Lord's words in red,
我们可以说大概60%通通是红颜色。
We will see that almost 60% of the Gospel of Matthew would be red.
这就是神给马太的托付。
This is the commission that the Lord gave to Matthew. So after the Matthew had received this burden, rarely do you see Matthew speaking of the 12 disciples. Rarely do you see him speak. But Matthew was used for the Lord's speech. He actually showed forth what the Lord spoke out. One who does not speak for the Lord can speak for the Lord. One who does not have much words can allow the Lord to speak. That is Matthew. The same thing. If Mark were to use 5 words to describe it, Matthew only uses 2 words. How does he say 3 words? Because he wants our Lord to speak the most. He wants him to speak the most abundant. Because our Lord is greater than Solomon. His words are words of wisdom. His words opens up the heart of our Lord. There is nobody on this earth who spoke like our Lord. Because none have laid at the bosom of the Father. Our Father opened up his heart to his Son. When he came down to earth, he opened up the mysteries of the heart of the Father. So if we read the Gospel of Matthew, we can almost hear God's heartbeat because of our Lord Jesus. He is greater than Solomon. So here he gives us the words of wisdom of Solomon. We are like the Queen of Sheba. We come from far away. We are Gentiles. But we are so blessed that we can read his word today. Every time we read the Gospel of Matthew, we are like the Shulamite woman. We are before King Solomon. We see how he pours out his words of wisdom before us. So those who read the scripture tell us, the Lord's teaching, his word, the most abundant and clear, is shown in the Gospel of Matthew. Every time we read the Gospel of Matthew, let us remember. See here, behold, one who is greater than Solomon. Now we have to ask. And many Bible scholars ask the question, what is the center of what he is teaching? Our Lord's teaching has a center. All those who read the scripture,
we must admit
there is a goal, there is a center, they have to admit that.
我们怎么讲都没有离开那个中心。
And he never left that objective.
那么那个中心是什么?
What is that objective?
那就是国度。
And that is the gospel, gospel of the kingdom.
那就是讲到国度。
It speaks of the kingdom.
所以弟兄姊妹, 如果你仔细读马太福音的话,
If you read the gospel of Matthew carefully,
你发现这一本的福音书特别讲到国度。
You will see that this gospel speaks of the kingdom.
当然马可、路加也提到。
Of course, Mark and Luke also mentioned about the kingdom. John also mentioned the kingdom.
但是毫无疑问的马太所受的托付。
There was no doubt the commission that Matthew received.
马太的责任就是要把我们去特别动员
His responsibility, his emphasis was on the kingdom. Why is it difficult to read the Gospel of Matthew? Our brother Watchman Nee mentioned that Matthew is more difficult to read, 10 times more difficult to read than Revelation. Why is Matthew so difficult to
read?
I believe the reason is this. Many times we forget the very key to open up this book. We say the Lord is king. What kind of king is he? What kind of kingdom does he have?
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？ 许多时候我们用世界上的国度来想象我们主的国度。
Many times we take the earthly kingdom and we think of what the kingdom of heaven is.
结果我们要吓一跳，我们要吃惊，我们要跌破眼镜。
Then we will be astonished.
因为马太福音所说的国度。
Because the kingdom mentioned in Matthew is something that in our natural minds we cannot fathom.
就好像约翰讲的爱的那个爱是我们里面没有的。
Just like John, when he speaks of love, that is love that we do not have.
所以弟兄姊妹，不错，我们知道马太福音讲的主耶稣是王。
We do know that Matthew speaks of our Lord as King.
但是不要忘记，
but do not forget.
只有马太福音告诉我们天国这两个字。
Only the Gospel of Matthew mentions the words Kingdom of Heaven.
Kingdom of Heaven, 天国这个字在全本圣经里面只出现过32次。
The word Kingdom of Heaven is only mentioned 34 times.
每一次都是出现在马太福音里。
And every single time it's mentioned in the Gospel of Matthew.
另外一个地方很像这个字。
There's another word that's very similar to this.
那是保罗用过的。
Paul used this word.
The heavenly kingdom 就是天国。
He used the word the heavenly kingdom.
我们知道那个是这个 kingdom of heaven 跟天国。 我们知道有一点点的不同。
Kingdom of heaven and heavenly kingdom, there's a slight difference.
但是我们等一等我们会提到。
And we will mention it later.
但是无论如何,
regardless,
我们知道讲的天国的时候,
when we speak of this matter of kingdom of heaven,
只有马太福音。Only
Matthew mentions it.
所以这是非常非常重要。
This is very important.
讲天国和神的国有什么不同?
What's the difference between the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God?
我们讲的国度我们一定要清楚。
We have to be clear when we speak of this matter.
天国和天堂有什么不同?
What's the difference between the kingdom of heaven and heaven?
承受永生和进神的国有什么不同?
Inherit
eternal life and enter into the kingdom, what's the difference?
所以我们看见说在主的教训主的话语里面
in God's word, in his teaching, in the Lord's teaching and in his
你看见他说国重的乃至于我们看见国度是怎么一回事
His emphasis, he shows us what is this matter of the kingdom.
我们知道有很多人认为说
We know that many people believe
马太福音只讲了天国
that the gospel of Matthew only speaks of the kingdom of heaven.
天国应该就等于神的国。
So the kingdom of heaven equals the kingdom of God.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为他们认为说犹太人他们尊敬他们的神。
They believe that the Jewish people, they honor their God.
他们不敢说神的国。
They are afraid to say kingdom of God.
所以讲到神的时候，他就用天来代替。
So when they speak of God, they substitute the word God with heaven.
所以有的人认为说神的国跟天国应该是可以彼此交换的。
So some people say that kingdom of heaven and kingdom of God can be interchanged.
神的国跟天国可以画上等号。
So you can put an equal sign between kingdom of heaven and kingdom of God.
Thank you, Lord. 你读马太福音的时候,
when you read the Gospel of Matthew,
你知道说许多时候天国跟神国是重叠的。
Yes, many times the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven is overlapping.
但是天国不等于神的国。
But the kingdom of heaven does not equal kingdom of God.
因为如果 犹太，如果犹太人为了尊敬我们的神，他只讲天国的话。
Because the Jewish people, because they fear God and they only speak of kingdom of heaven.
因为马太他主要的对象是犹太人。
And Matthew, the people who he is writing to is the Jewish people.
路加福音主要的对象是希腊人。
For Luke, it is to the Greeks.
马可主要对象是罗马人。
For Mark, it is his audience is to the Romans.
所以许多人就说了，一个对犹太人说的缘故。
So because he is speaking to the Jews,
所以他不提到神的国。
Therefore, he doesn't speak of the kingdom of God.
但是讲的路加福音。
But when you speak of the Gospel of Luke,
或者马可福音
or the Gospel of Mark,
同样的一件事。
The same occurrence.
在马可福音说的天国的奥秘。
When you speak of the mystery of the kingdom of heaven in Matthew,
结果在路加福音，在马可福音就换成神国的奥秘。
In Mark, the word is changed to the mystery of the kingdom of God.
所以有人说神的国就是天国。
So some people say that the kingdom of heaven equals the kingdom of God.
天国也就是神的国。
And therefore the kingdom of heaven equals the kingdom of God.
如果这是对的话，
if this is correct,
那就是告诉我们说，
this will tell us.
当圣灵借着马太写马太福音的时候，
as the Spirit led Matthew to write the Gospel of Matthew,
那马太福音就不应该有，就只有天国，就不可能有神的国这几个字。
Then in the Gospel of Matthew, the words kingdom of God should not appear.
但是我们知道马太福音提到神的国。
But we know that in Matthew it is mentioned the kingdom of God.
32次提到天国。
32 times mentioned the kingdom of heaven.
5次提到神的国。
5 times he mentions the kingdom of God.
所以我们知道说神的国一面和天国是重叠的。
On one hand, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven are overlapping.
但是另外一方面，天国和神的国是有不同的。
But on the other hand, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven are not the same.
否则的话，圣灵就不需要给我们神的，在马太福音就不需要提到神的国。
Or else, if not, the Holy Spirit would not have mentioned kingdom of God in Matthew.
所以如果我们仔细读马太福音，
if we read Matthew carefully,
你看见马太是非常仔细。
You will see that Matthew is very detailed.
一面说到天国，
on one hand, the kingdom of heaven,
而且只有马太提到天国。
And only Matthew mentions kingdom of heaven.
所以我们要注意。
So we have to pay attention.
你看见吗？
Do you see?
这里是一件很大很大的一件事。
This is a very great occurrence.
为什么只有马太提到天国？
Why did Matthew only mention the kingdom of heaven?
所以我们知道在马太福音里面，圣灵特别注意天国这两个，这天国这件事。
In Matthew, the Holy Spirit pays attention specifically to the kingdom of heaven.
然后我们读到马可，读到别的福音书。
Then when we read Mark or the other gospel,
读到保罗书信、彼得书信等等这些书。
Or the epistles of Paul and Peter.
那么圣经，那么圣经常常的都提到神的国。
And the scripture will mention the kingdom of God.
那不仅如此。
Not only that.
在马太福音里面，一面讲到神的国，也讲到天国。
In one hand, Matthew mentions both the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven.
但13次用国度这个词。
But 13 times he mentions kingdom.
讲到国度，他没有告诉我们是神的国呢，还是天国。
It spoke of kingdom. Didn't mention whether it was the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of God.
那这个时候你就要用上下文来断定它。
So then you have to read it in context.
所以总共马太福音提到国度，就是神的国、天国和国度加在一起。
So in total, Matthew mentions the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, and kingdom.
就有50次。
A total of 50 times.
而全本新约讲到国度大概150次。
In the whole New Testament, about 150 times is the word kingdom mentioned.
而福音书特别占了108次。
And of that 150, 108 is found in the Gospels.
因为这些都是出自于我们主的口，大部分都出于我们主的口。
Because these all came from the mouth of our Lord.
这个都是主自己教训的一部分。
These are from the teachings of our Lord.
所以你看见我们主在地上教训的时候，
so you see, when our Lord was teaching on earth,
当他把父神的心意打开的时候，
as he was opening up the heart of the Father,
我们知道说他主要的负担和主要的信息、中心的信息乃是国度的。
His biggest message, his biggest burden and emphasis was the gospel of the kingdom. Not only that,
如果你仔细把主耶稣讲的国度在四福音里面所说的，
if you carefully look at how our Lord spoke on the kingdom,
你看见有的时候马太福音讲到国度的奥秘，那么我们知道在马可、路加也提到。
Many times, for example, Matthew would mention the mystery of the kingdom of heaven. Mark and Luke would also mention.
那意思是马太有的，马可有的也提到，路加也提到。
That is, it's mentioned both in Matthew, Mark, and Luke.
但是不要忘记
but do not forget
在这五十次里面
in these 50 occurrences
有三十二次我们的主讲到国度的时候
when our Lord spoke on this matter of the kingdom
是别的福音书从来没有记载的
it was not mentioned at all in any of the other gospels
有的别的福音书一同记载
yes in some instances the other gospels mentioned it
有的你看你只有马太告诉我们
in some instances only Matthew mentions it
所以从这些地方我们放在一起的时候
so when we add all these things together
我们就得到一个很重要的结论
we reach a conclusion
你看见说主的教训主要是在马太福音里
We see that the Lord's teaching is mostly in Matthew
而马太又是以国度的福音来而主的教训又是以国度来做中心的话
And the Lord's teaching is centered on the gospel of the kingdom
那么我们如果要明白国度的福音
So if we are to understand the gospel of the kingdom
那恐怕最重要的一本书就是马太
The most important book is the gospel of Matthew
所以这一次当我们讲到国度福音的时候
So when we speak of the gospel of the kingdom
我们有三位弟兄一同来背负这个担
There are three brothers here who will bear that responsibility
他们一同分别来看马太五章六章七章
Collectively we will study Matthew 5, 6 and 7
然后马太十三章
Then Matthew 13
然后最后是马太二十四章
And at the very end Matthew 24 and 25
所以这样我们大概就把马太福音里面国度的福音大概就能够看得清楚
Then we can clearly see the picture of the gospel of the kingdom in Matthew
当然换但是我们知道
but we also know
实在说来是整本马太福音告诉我们什么是国度
the whole gospel of Matthew shows us what the gospel of the kingdom is
看见吗
thank the Lord
你看见吗
you see
主在这里乃是借助马太福音这本书
the Lord uses the gospel of Matthew
让我们明白什么叫国度
to help us understand what is the gospel of the kingdom
当我们读马太福音的时候
when we read the gospel
你会发现圣灵做了一件非常有意思的事情
You will see that the Holy Spirit did something very interesting
我不知道大家仔细读马太福音有没有注意到
I do not know whether you, when you read carefully whether you notice this
就是马太福音十三章啊好像是一个很重要的一章
In Matthew 13, it's a very important chapter
它好像一面镜子一样
It's like a mirror
你看见什么叫镜子呢
What is a mirror?
如果你在这里摆一个东西的话
If you put something on this side
那这镜子的背后同一个地方也摆一样的
And you, there is another that same thing is put in the back of the mirror.
所以你看，当你读马太福音的时候
，so when you read the gospel of Matthew,
它有一种的情形
，there is a situation.
它的前面跟后面好像是对称的
，the front and the back is as if it's symmetrical.
你看见吗？前面如果提什么，后面好像也提什么。
In the front it's mentioned something, in the back it's also mentioned something.
我举个简单的例子
，let me give an easy example.
马太福音刚开始讲到主耶稣是犹太的王。
In the beginning, the Gospel of Matthew it says that the Lord was the King of the Jews.
但是等到你读到马太福音最后的时候
，But when you go to the end of Matthew,
你记得主耶稣怎么说呢
？Do you remember what the Lord said?
他说这个他说天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我。
He said that all authority has been given to me in heaven and earth.
马太福音讲的主耶稣是王。
Matthew speaks of the Lord being King.
开始说到他是犹太人的王。
Beginning he was the King of the Jews.
但是最后给我们看他是宇宙的王。
But at the very end we see that he is the King of the Universe.
每次讲到犹太人的王的时候
，When we speak of the King of the Jews,
你很容易想到将来的弥赛亚国。
It's very easy for you to think of the Messianic Kingdom.
我们的主怎样在耶路撒冷登基
？How our Lord on was going to be enthroned in Jerusalem？
我们知道说这个是根据主的话是千真万确的
，and it's very clear and accurate in the scripture。
所以我们知道说犹太人的观念是整个地球的观念。
So the concept of the Jewish population is worldly， is the whole earth。
一切都是 global， 都是地上的。
It is global。
但是我们的主，你读到最后的时候
，but at the very end， when you read at the end of Matthew，
他说天上。所有的权柄都已经赐给我们。
Is that all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth?
所以你们要去。
So you should go.
弟兄姊妹，让我们记得。
Let us remember.
当你读到马太最后的时候
，When you read the end of Matthew,
你看见原来这个王乃是万王之王，万主之。
You see that this king is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
那不止如此。
Not only that.
你读到马太跟家谱的时候
，When you read of the genealogy in Matthew,
你看见那里有几个妇女的名字
，You see the name. several women mentioned. In our worst genealogy, you see some women mentioned. And that's at the beginning of Matthew. But at the end of Matthew, you see several women going to our Lord's tomb. So when you read the scripture carefully, you'll see the symmetry. At the beginning, our Lord's name is called Emmanuel. And God presencing himself with us. At the very end of Matthew, we read, I will be with you until the end of the age. When we speak of the gospel of the kingdom, our Lord taught on top of the mount. The Sermon on the Mount is very famous. Our Lord's last discourse was found in chapter 24 and 25. Again, he was speaking on the mountain. The Sermon on the Mount was on the mountain. The prophecy on the mount was on the mount. All of that was also on the mountain. The Sermon on the Mount spoke of eight blessings. Chapter 24 and 25 mentioned seven woes. The Sermon on the Mount shows us the kingdom today. Chapter 24, 25 shows us the kingdom future. The front shows us the reality of the kingdom. At the end, we see the kingdom manifest. If you read the scripture carefully, very clearly, if you have a kingdom, you have to have a king, you have to have its citizens. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. This is what John the Baptist said. Why is the kingdom of heaven at hand? Because the Lord has said, he is the king of the kingdom. He is near. But when the Lord preached on the gospel of the kingdom, he said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He told the disciples to go out and tell them to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Why do we say kingdom of heaven is at hand? The king was already in their midst. Wherever a king is, wherever a Lord is, that is where the kingdom of heaven is. Our Lord brought the heaven down to earth. Wherever he goes, that is where heaven is.
So,
when the Lord by the Father cast out demons, that is when the kingdom arrives. The kingdom of heaven was already amongst them. Why do you say the kingdom of heaven is at hand? Because now you only have a king, you don't have any citizens. It's just like as if you were to say you have an Indian chief with no followers. So you know that in one nation, there is not only just one king, you have to have citizens too. So you see that our Lord is calling out the disciples. So therefore in chapter 10 you see how to be a disciple. Not only that.
Not only are you a disciple.
In chapter 16, our Lord speaks of the keys of the kingdom. Peter is going to take the keys to open the gates of heaven. That is the story of Pentecost. You see the church is to be born. 120 individuals baptized into one body. Brothers and sisters, now do you see? The kingdom of heaven is then manifested.
我们要很小心那个几个名词，我们要很小心那个几个名词。
We have to use the word carefully.
那就是这个天国的实际就已经在地上。
The reality of the kingdom of heaven is then on earth.
我们要把 manifestation， 我们要把天国的显现留到将来，留到将来。
We will use the word manifestation or the kingdom of heaven manifested, speaking of the future kingdom.
我们知道说到了五旬节的时候。
So when we arrive at Pentecost,
马太五章六章七章所说的情形就在地就在地就那个实际就存在了。
The reality is shown forth of Matthew 5, 6, and 7 then.
所以弟兄姊妹你看见到十章讲到这门徒，十六章就讲的教会。
Chapter 10 speaks of disciples, chapter 16 the church.
所以你看得很清楚。
Very clear.
圣灵仿佛让我们看见。
The Holy Spirit shows us.
你如果想知道国度的中心的信息，
If you want to know the central theme of the gospel message,
你看见神那个天国那个中心的讯息好像慢慢往当中集中的。
You will see that that central theme is merging into the center.
等到你读到马太十三章的时候，
When you read chapter 13 of Matthew,
现在我们的主把国度的福音放在一个真理的根基上。
The gospel of the kingdom is put on the basis of the foundation of truth.
现在你看见不只是国度的福音，
not only do you see the gospel of the kingdom，
现在你看见而且是国度的真理。
You see the kingdom truth.
到了十三章的时候，
in chapter 13，
你看见我们的主把国度放在一个很稳固的根基上。
You see that the kingdom is put on a very solid foundation.
现在就不能摇动了。
Then you cannot be moved or shaken.
那从道理你就看得清楚了。
Then you can see clearly.
然后你再回过头来看整本的马太福音。
Then when you look back and see the whole book of Matthew,
那真根本的马太福音就是那段圣经的解释。
And that whole gospel of Matthew is explained there.
所以我们很自然的，我们眼睛会注意到马太福音。
So then, so our eyes turn to Matthew 13.
会不会里面有一些话？
Could there be words in that chapter?
能给我们很清楚、很清楚的指引。
That clearly gives us direction.
我们的话会改变。
Our words can change.
我们的解释会不同。
Our interpretation can be different.
但是主一定会把他话放在一个很稳固、很牢靠的根基上。
But our Lord put His word on a very solid foundation.
所以当你读到马太福音十三章的时候，
So when you read chapter 13,
那弟兄姊妹都知道那里讲到七个比喻。
Brothers and sisters know that it speaks of seven parables.
这个是我们 Dana 弟兄的领土，我不去占他的领土。
That is the territory of our brother Dana, and I will not try to stand on his territory.
但是我只想点出一点来。
But I do want to point out something.
我只点一点就是了。
And only point.
我们知道七个比喻里面
，of the seven parables，
只有两个比喻
，only two parables，
是主耶稣不光讲了
，not only did he speak the parable，
而且他那个比解释那个比
，but he also interpreted that parable。
你明白吗
？You understand？
那你告诉我们，天国好像什么？天国好像什么
？The it tells us how the kingdom of heaven is like， or it's compared to this and that。
所以告诉我们什么？自己的话里面告诉我们什么是天国
？So with his own words， he tells us what is the kingdom。
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你明白吗？
So do you understand?
虽然他用比喻来说，
even though he uses a parable，
但是问题在这里。
Here's the problem.
两个比喻，
不光讲了，
主自己不光讲了，而且他解释了。
Not only did he say them, but he also explained them.
那么我们如果要明白到底天国怎么回事，
if we are to understand what is the kingdom of heaven，
我们的出发点从这两个比喻开始。
Our beginning point has to be with these two parables.
其他的比喻这都是个解释。
The other parables are explained by these two parables.
那马太福音整本的马太福音也是根据这两个比喻。
Not only that, the whole gospel of Matthew is based on these two parables.
我们知道说那里七个比喻，比方说芥菜种。
We see that the seven gospel, the seven parables there. For example, the mustard seed.
我们知道芥菜种本来是很小的，后来变成个大树。
We know that the mustard seed, very small, has become a big tree.
有的人说这是畸形的发展。
Some people say that it's abnormal growth.
有的人说这是正常的发展。
Some people say it's normal growth.
那么弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
你看见主没有？把他那个福音的真理，把国度真理放在这个比喻。
You see that our Lord did not base the gospel of the kingdom. He did not use that as a foundation.
因为这个比喻他自己没有解释。
Because he did not explain this parable.
他只解释第一个跟第二个。
He only explained the first and the second parable.
如果我们把真理明白了
，If we understand the truth，
现在你就容易明白第三个、第四个还有其他几个。
Then you can understand the third, fourth, fifth parable.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters，
莫非圣灵用整个马太福音的结构
？The Holy Spirit uses the whole uses the whole symmetrical structure.
让我们的思想很容易集中到马太福音。
So that our thought can be concentrated in that.
但尤其是头两个比喻
，and especially these two parables.
因为那两个比喻主要是自己
解。Because those two parables our Lord interpreted himself.
所以我们没有根据的可。
So there's no way for us to quarrel or discuss.
不是你怎么解释，我怎么解释。
It's not how you interpret it, how you interpret.
如果我们都回到头两个比喻的话
，If we are to go back to the two parables,
你看见我们的主告诉我们什么是天国
？Our Lord tells us what the kingdom of heaven.
没有话。没有一种话比主的更好。
There is no word more trustworthy than the word of our Lord.
没有一种话比我们的主话讲的更清。
There is no word that is clearer than our Lord's own word.
弟兄姊妹，主没有意思把我们留在黑暗里。
The Lord does not want us to be remain in darkness.
主要我们对他的真理是清清楚楚的。
He wants us to be clear about this truth.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看，当你读到马太十六十三章第一跟第二个比喻的时候
，When you read the parables in chapter 13, the first and second parable,
那么我想就很清楚
It is very clear.
我们没有意思要进到那个比喻。
We are not. We don't want to go into detail.
但是我很简，我们简单的提一下。
I just want to very simply mention.
如果你愿意的话，你可以把你的圣经翻到十三章。
If you want, you can turn your Bible to chapter 13.
那但是我们不仔细去看它。
We will not go in detail.
我们只是点一下，到底我们的主怎么在第一个跟第二个比喻里面。
We just want to point out the first and second parable.
把这个国度的真理让我们看得清楚。
How the Lord allows us to see this matter of the truth of the kingdom clearly.
那马第二个比喻讲他天国。
The second parable it says the kingdom of heaven is like.
第一个比喻没有这么说。
The first parable did not mention that.
那是个比喻。
But it is a parable.
然后门徒就问主耶稣说：“你为什么讲比喻呢？”
And the disciples ask, "Why are you using parables?"
比喻。门徒问的是比喻。
The disciples asked a parable.
但主耶稣怎么回答呢？
But what did the Lord? How did the Lord answer?
他说天。
He says the mystery of the kingdom of heaven.
所以我们知道说这个第一个比喻是和天国发生关系。
This first parable has to do with the kingdom of heaven.
神的国是从永远到永远。
The kingdom of God is from eternity to eternity.
天国是神国里面的部分。
The kingdom of heaven is a part of the kingdom of God.
让我们记得。
Let us remember.
今天如果你来到雪梨，你就来到澳洲了。
Remember. If you come to Sydney today, you come to Australia.
你来到澳洲，你不一定来到雪梨。
But if you come to Australia, it doesn't mean that you come to Sydney.
但是雪梨跟澳洲是有一部分重叠的。
There is an overlapping between Sydney and Australia.
现在我们要从主自己的话给我们看，到底什么是天国
？So now, in God, with God's own word, the Lord's own word, we want to see what is the matter of the kingdom of heaven.
天国是从什么时候开始
？When did the kingdom of heaven begin？
什么是为止的
？When does it end？
哪一部分神的国叫做天国
？What portion of the kingdom of God is called the kingdom of heaven.
天国就是神的国。
The kingdom of heaven is the kingdom of God.
因为是神国的一部分。
Because it is a part, a portion of the kingdom of God.
你讲的神的国是从永远到永远。
But when you speak of the kingdom of God, it is from eternity to eternity.
所以圣经的神啊，你的国是永远的国。
So the Bible says your kingdom is an eternal kingdom.
你的宝座存到世世代代。
Your throne is forever and ever, from generation to generation.
所以我们知道说神从永远到永远，他掌权的范围。
So the reigning realm of our Lord from beginning to end is his kingdom. But our Lord is very careful. He speaks of the mystery of the kingdom of heaven. Not only the kingdom of heaven, but the mystery. When does the kingdom of heaven begin? This is what the first parable tells us. But not only that. When the Lord speaks of the kingdom of heaven,
他从来没有对门徒解释，他从来没有给门对门徒关于这个天国下定义。
He never actually went and defined the matter of the kingdom of heaven to the disciples.
比方说，施洗约翰
，For example, John the Baptist.
天国近了，你们应当悔改。
Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
你知道施洗约翰没有解释什么叫做天国
？John the Baptist never got the definition of what the kingdom of heaven was.
我们知道所有的法利赛人，所有他知道他指的什么来说的。
All the Pharisees knew what the term kingdom of heaven meant.
那主耶稣说天国近了，你们应当悔改。
When the Lord said the kingdom of heaven is at hand, repent.
神的国近了，你们应当悔改。
The kingdom of God is at hand, repent.
信福音，这是我们信福音。那么我们
believe in the gospel.
那么我们这是我们主所传的福音。
We know this is the gospel preached by our Lord.
但是在听的人他们都明白。
But for those who are listening, they understood.
你不必解释给他们知道天国指的什么来说的。
We do not have to explain to them what the kingdom of heaven meant.
让我们记得。
Let us remember.
我们的主教训的时候。
When our Lord taught,
他是从这个听众的跟从那从听众所明白那里开始。
He begins with the understanding of the audience.
然后他要告诉我们什么是天国。
Then he will tell us what is the kingdom of
heaven. 让我们记得，并不是犹太人所以为天国，就是我们主所说的天国。
Not, it is not just because the Jews understand what the kingdom of heaven is. That is what our kingdom of heaven is.
天国近了，你们应当悔改。
The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent.
所以他们都到施洗那，约翰是约翰受洗。
So they were all baptized by John the Baptist.
他们真的悔改。
They repented.
他们知道什么叫做天国。
They knew what the kingdom of heaven is.
所以弟兄姊妹，你知道对于这些犹太人来，多少知道什么叫天国。
These Jewish people, they knew what the kingdom of heaven was.
门主也知道什么是天国。
The disciples also knew.
这是他们，但是我们的主就从这个地方开始。
And that's where our Lord began.
他没有用一个新的名词。
He didn't use a new term.
他仍旧用大家能懂得的名词。
He used a term that